Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jason Kelce every Thursday at this time, brought to us by his beer, Garage Beer. The garage is always open. Light beer like it used to be. Find Garage Beer at your local retailer or at drinkgaragebeer.com. That website, drinkgaragebeer.com. Official beer of the Kelce brothers and dads everywhere. And we welcome Eagles and Philadelphia superstar Jason Kelce. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Joe.
How are you, pal?
I've been having a better week before.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Let me say this, and we'll only, and I mean this very sincerely, we'll only go as far as you want, because I can imagine you probably want to move on to an extent.
For sure.
Okay? Yeah. So we want to respect that entirely. I just want to say this. We care a ton about you.
Yeah.
I never want to see someone I care about suffer. I never want to see someone I care about be verbally abused the way you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally respect the way you handled it when you went on ESPN and said what you said. I thought it was so admirable. And I just want you to know and I feel pretty damn confident, this is probably me speaking for millions of people, we have your back.
I appreciate it.
Because we really care about you, Jason.
I appreciate it. And that's been the overwhelming sentiment that I've seen. And I greatly appreciate it because it's been a difficult couple days, but you know, I don't want to get into the incident too much.
Sure.
But you know, you try to live your life as a good person and treat people with decency and common respect. And, you know, I think it's how I've lived my life.
You have.
Yeah, I know. But in this instance, I allowed somebody else to take me to someplace that I don't go. And
what kind of, out of frustration?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I can come here and justify it with a bunch of, you know, things. But the reality is, you know, I'm the one who's in control of myself. And I can't do that for multiple reasons because of either the position I'm in. I have a family that counts on me. There's so many things. And I think, I have always been someone who cares deeply about those close to me. And I think that I allowed it to get to a level in my own head that really took that frustration out. And I think the thing that, like, I'm still struggling with is that I think there's people that have been hurt by the words I used, and that was not my intent. You know what I mean? And, you know, my intent was to mock and call the guy out. And I'm not trying to justify any of that because I don't think there is a justification for it. And the reality is I was wrong in doing that. because it only perpetuates and normalizes the use of that word, and now that's being thrown out there all over the place on the internet. And that wasn't what I was trying to do.
And you never would have said that word if it hadn't been said to you 5 seconds before that. You never would have said that. I know, Jason, we know you.
I know.
We know you. We all know you. And I say we, like the public who has not met you, they know you. They know your heart.
Yeah. But there's
I can understand that it sits heavy on you, in part because we know you, and we know that you're a very honorable person that would never want to otherwise or at any time use that word or bring that any sort of hate into the world. It's not your style.
You're just a good human.
It's not
like
who you
you're
are.
A good person.
Yeah.
I know. But I'll be able to, and I know that at the end of the day that, you know, what my intentions were and who I am as a person, I am very comfortable with that. But that doesn't change the fact that I do owe that group an apology for just making this a bigger thing and perpetuating that word. And I don't think that was fair. In hindsight, it was the wrong decision. I could have said a million things better. Could have not even reacted in the moment one bit. Just kept it all moving, and this whole thing isn't happening. So, I'm still proud of who I am, but that's one of the reasons I'm the most pissed off, because, you know, I fell short of the standards that I hold myself to in this moment, and that's not what I want to be about. That's not who I am about, and I'm just gonna move on forward now. Doing things the right way and trying to continue to be a great person.
Good for you, Jason. I mean that. I really do. Look, you can weigh in today with Jason here in studio with us at 215-592-9494. We got a lot to discuss, and it doesn't all have to be that at all. And Jason, I'll say, we also identified earlier in this week, it was an interesting point when Seth Joyner was in here, and I forget exactly how we got to it.
Yeah.
But a combination of us, because we all understood why you reacted. I mean, come on, that guy's,
Yeah.
Someone made the point, and we all were like, yep, that makes sense, that when it's said about you, that's not fun. When it's said about a family member, that takes it up a totally different level.
Yeah.
It would be much easier for me to walk away from someone saying something rude or incredibly rude about me than about my mom.
For sure.
No question.
Yeah.
We get that.
Yeah, and I think... listen, I'm not going to justify the reaction to it, but, it's like, that was my job for like 13 years, was to protect people.
And to protect that person.
Yeah.
You
have
brother.
Family, and I think you just get like, there's a
it's
little
your
bit
little
of
brother, too.
Yeah, it is your little brother.
It's a different thing.
There's a little bit of human nature there for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's very accurate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jason in studio with us, and again, we love him, and I really mean that. I really, really, really mean that. 215-592-9494. We also have a football team.
So how well did Jalen play?
Jalen played great.
Well done.
Eagles are rolling the last couple of weeks.
He is looking better, and they're looking better, Jason.
They are. They're looking a lot better. I think, they've had games where they've been inconsistent, or they've had some injuries that have thrown the offense off in certain games, and the defense has had a couple games where they've struggled a little bit. But all in all, I mean, listen, I think we're right at the top of what's going on in the league right now. I look at our roster, and I think that we have the players to compete with anybody. I think the coaches and like the offense and defense have all started to really gel and work in a really good way. It's a fun time right now to be an Eagles fan in my book.
No trade deadline action. Is that the right move? I mean, this is something now that I don't know, as a player, if you were paying any attention to it whatsoever. I don't know. There were years that I, as a player, probably didn't notice the guys that we added.
Well, here's the thing, Jason, I was saying to John yesterday, in his era, which is a little bit different than yours.
Yeah.
Players weren't basically at it. Trade deadline wasn't a thing in pro football.
Right.
It was always a thing in baseball. It was during your era, I feel, Jason, is when it changed.
It has blossomed, for sure.
Changed.
Yeah, and part of that is, well, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, first off, 17 games leads to it. Some teams are out of it earlier, sooner. You see some differentiation. But even before that, it had changed about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, look, I honestly think the Sixers thing is part of it. I think there are some organizations like, all right, you know what? If we're not going to make the playoffs, probably better to have 3 wins than 6. So let's trade two of our great players and maybe get the first pick in the draft. Like, I do think the Sixers tanking changed the way other sports attack or
we made de-attack. Other people What's... more losery.
Yeah, I believe that.
I do wish, one of the things I've said before, and they have this overseas in like the basketball leagues and soccer leagues, I wish there was relegation in the NFL and NBA. Like,
yeah.
The fact that you can just tank to get like the best player, I wish that there was some type of incentive to force those bottom sure. two teams to compete.
It's no, been a real think, problem I for the that, NBA. Yeah.
I think that could certainly apply, and that would prevent what we're talking about.
It's just not feasible, sadly, because of stadiums and this and that collective bargaining. Like, there's a zero. Yeah. I'm with you, Jason. Yeah. It'd be so cool, but it's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. But it is an interesting theory to have teams feel that, have owners.
Yeah, that's real heat. Like, that's like real, you know.
So what would it be? Like, the Sixers would then be in the D-League?
Yeah. I mean, that's the concept. Yeah.
Well, and then it would force investment in the D-League because these teams would realize there's a chance that they could then get in the NBA. But
that's interesting.
It's not happening.
So 215-592-9494. Go ahead, John.
Jason, there were some signs coming off the field after that game. You know, I like to watch the camera. I guess it's Michael Barkan's talking. You got the camera that people are flowing up through the tunnel.
Yeah.
You can see everything. And I saw Lane giving a thumbs down. I saw Lane. It was the first time I saw a guy doing, I don't know, something like, man, I didn't like what we did out there today.
Yeah.
Making it very obvious. And then after the game said we should have, could have scored 40 points out there. You have players expressing dismay.
Sure.
You have Dan Orlovsky saying no other coach in the NFL gives up more points than Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
How much truth is there to that?
I think first of all, I guess I'll start with Lane's deal. When you walk off the field and you know that you didn't put up the amount of points or have the production that you wanted, or the outcome didn't match what should have been, it's very frustrating. And that, I think there's multiple reasons they could have put up 40 points. I don't think that are all on Nick Sirianni's head, but I think that, you know, they were the better team and they were dominating that game. And I think it was apparent to anybody that was watching it that this game, that the Eagles were a much better team. I think, to Nick's point, I think that earlier in the year, there have been some calls that I think everyone has pointed out. Some of them have been right to be pointed out. Some of them I don't necessarily think are just. Like, you know, to me, I thought the pass in Atlanta that ultimately ended up costing us a game, I thought that was the right decision. I think it's a high percent chance, and it almost, and if they catch that, we'd no doubt win the game. So,
yeah,
totally agree.
I think that these fourth down calls and taking points, they're very arguable, and unfortunately for Nick and the Eagles, it has not gone his way at a high prevalence. I don't think he's making like absurd decisions. I just don't think that. I think when you look at the metrics behind it, when you take a look at, you know, like, is it the right decision or not? It is pretty much a coin flip or in favor of doing what Nick is doing.
Hmm. So he's not trying to do too much.
Well, I think this is going to be dependent on who you are, right? And I think the league points were down earlier in the year, and I think that at that point, maybe it makes sense to take the points. Now it feels like offenses are starting to put up more points.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Regardless, Nick's whole career has been being aggressive. He was aggressive in 2022, and it's a big reason we had a lot of success. He was aggressive. I mean, all of the ones from this past week were like fourth. It was a yard or less, pretty much.
Except for the fourth and three, which is not crazy talk to go for fourth and three.
Yeah, especially it's with not. Where it was. It's not absolutely absurd.
I didn't like it, but it's not crazy.
Yeah, it's not like it's ridiculous.
But exactly.
The fourth and one, there were the two-point conversions. We've gone for it on fourth and one every time over the past 3 years, pretty much.
Yeah.
And we did it at our own 20-yard line, we're going for it on fourth and one.
Yeah.
And we're like in 4 minute mode. You know what I mean? It doesn't like, and they do that because the tush push operates at such a high success. And I think that that's why this week.
Except now.
Well, that's the thing that I think this week really, it'll be interesting to see how they move forward and like what their choices are, because that has been such a go-to, and the Jaguars did a good job against that play, and credit to those guys for defending it well. But you know, when that play's running at around a 90% success rate, of course you're going to do it every single time because it's basically preventing a turnover. Like, it's a no-brainer. But when that's not happening, how does that change these decisions? And, like, the fourth and inches one was a telltale for me because, like, that was less than a yard. There's no chance in that point in the game that that's not an easy just, like, you know, quarterback sneak.
No question.
But because of the two before, they tried a different play.
Yeah.
And like, because they're always in the mindset of going for it in that situation, because of the success of that play, does that then change the mindset of that situation moving forward? We'll see. But I thought this week, I know that it cost essentially 8 points, these fourth down calls, I think.
Eight or nine. I've heard different numbers.
There's nine, but the 1 2-point conversion was a reason from like a point, like either way, I think.
Why was the tush push failing though?
Man, I don't know. I think that they had a very good game plan for it moving in. That's what I'll say. I don't want to give up any, potential.
Yeah.
No, one would want you to say that. Exactly. If no one wants you to say something that could help the Dallas Cowboys win this game. Okay.
Correct.
So please don't. Yeah. Let me just. You think though it's possible Jags figure something out? Possible.
I think the Jags had a good plan. I still think the Eagles can execute it and operate it against anybody. I think that missing Jordan Mulata, a 370, whatever he's listed at, which is probably 20
and
pounds
Goddard. Less than Jason Goddard as a pusher.
Yeah.
And I know it's been a couple games he hasn't been there, but like he's stronger than Calcaterra.
Well, okay.
The pusher is part of the success, and
there are times where we've had bad pushers. Where it's like, man, Devontae at 160 soaking wet is a pusher.
But
now?
It's usually been Goddard. Usually.
Yeah.
And I think that I said it at the end of last year, maybe, teams are really putting a lot of time and effort into trying to stop this play now and stacking it.
Have to.
And I think that, that makes a lot of other things even more open now. And I think, we'll see what the Eagles do. But I've been a proponent of doing some of these auxiliary plays more. I mean, they tried to do the one that they ended up taking.
The speed option was there.
It was wide open.
Oh.
It was for sure an explosive play.
Yep.
And just unfortunately didn't get it off in time. But, I think, they have some opportunities now because if teams do want to do that. So I think it'll be interesting to see how that moves forward.
All right, let's get some calls in here with Jason here. 215-592-9494. Also, Conklin going into Counting Crows, Mr. Jones mode for Jerry Jones, or put another way, for all of us at Jerry Jones's expense. We'll get to that shortly. Anthony in New Jersey right now. Anthony, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning, team. How you doing?
Doing great, Anthony.
Hey, Jason, man. I'm super proud of you, man. I can't be more proud than an individual as I am in you, man. Hung in there tough, man. You did the grown man thing, man. I appreciate that. Keep on doing you. Do not let one asshole ruin how you, your energy or, how's everything going, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Anthony.
Hey, I want to talk about Jalen Hurts, man. He's been doing real good since the bye, man. I don't know what clicks with him or what gets him going, man. But whatever it is, I like it. Whether they dialed him back a little bit, of course, if you're running team. But Jalen, man, I think his head is in the right spot. Back to the Super Bowl year, back with the cliches and everything, man. Jalen Hurts, man.
He's been a lot, Anthony, he's been a lot better. Look, the no turnovers is great. Decision-making has been cleaner. And he does look more athletically spry. He does. Yeah, he looks faster.
Like, I feel like we got our mojo back, man. I feel like we got our mojo back.
He's got certainly a chunk of it back.
Excited. We got a swaggle back.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Anthony, give me a big-time answer.
Jay-Z action there.
Anthony, give me a great answer for a living role model.
Living role model. This man never got a jaywalking ticket, never put his family in harm's way. School where he's come from, he got his son on playing on the team that he's playing on, LeBron James.
Wow. Pretty good answer.
LeBron, that is an interesting answer.
It is a good answer.
It is a good answer. LeBron is a role model. There's no question
about
it. Excellent.
Think about that. Think about his entire life.
I know. Look, he can be a little bit of a pain in the rump,
but like we've said, his biggest misstep, being famous since he was like a child, his biggest misstep was that he gave money to charity and did it in a poor way.
I know, but there's also the
girls club.
But there's also the strong argument of organizations, which is not admirable.
It's not fun, but like for the most part, the way he's carried himself,
for the most part,
he is respectable.
I agree. All right, let's listen to Conklin. So, John, you remember the Mr. Jones song with the Counting Crows, right?
Yeah, Adam Duritz. Duritz. Is that his name?
Yep.
Adam Duritz.
It's a great song, man.
It's
a great album. August
Adam
and Everything
Duritz,
album.
Actually.
After that was a great album.
Say it again, John.
I did a couple shows with Adam Duritz.
You were on stage?
No.
Really?
Artie, yeah.
With Artie, that makes sense.
Good for you, man. Is he a nice guy?
Yes, and he's
also... He did
also,
well for himself.
He did, and he also is familiar with the Berkeley, California area. I think he's from that area, and that's where I lived when I was out there for like 5 of the years I was out there.
Sure, so you guys connected.
Yeah.
All right, so as good as he was, or is, Joe Conklin even better. Mr. Jones to a whole new level when it's, you know... Jerry Jones as Mr. Jones. As we get ready for the Eagles and the Cowboys in 3 days, here's Conklin with Mr. Jones.
My biggest regret is that I've made the Dallas Cowboys the joke of the league.
Loser!
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Mr. Jones, Jerry, living in a fairy tale. The Cowboys are falling. Think you still got a chance? I know you ain't got no shot. Smiling in the bright lights, looking like an imbecile when everybody hates you.
I want me some glory hope. I've been thinking about it a lot in the shop.
Well, I'll paint your team's picture filled with malcontents and backstabbers. All of these miserable players, and it's Jerry's at fault. Yeah, and you've always picked bad coaches. Ah, you look so idiotic in your toupee. You're some Picasso, signing the wrong guys who just can't play. Mr. Jones, Jerry, ruining the Cowboys. So beautiful on television, birds crushing you in Big D. You want all the big stars, but you don't know how. You don't know what to do, and everybody beats you. That's why we're just about as happy as we can be. Mr. Jones, Jerry, ruining that big star.
What have I done to deserve this?
Wow. That's holy great. Cow.
Isn't that great? Conklin is just, I mean, it's so good. And then dropping the Jerry Jones comments in and all. Hey, make sure you see, you know, it's fun to get ready for an Eagles-Cowboys game, especially when the Eagles are probably going to whoop their butts. Hey, make sure you see Conklin. That was really well done. Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Media Theater on Saturday, November 16th. Also at Newman Gretti High School in South Philadelphia on Saturday, November the 23rd. It is the story of Philadelphia sports through music. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And of course, it's Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 inside Parks Casino tonight, Thursday, November 7th, 2024. See Gemini Lombardo and Tata Charisse along with Steve Trevelise. How about that? Show starts at 8 p.m.
Love Trev. Trev's a good dude. Jason, I saw you laugh on the glory hole thing. I know we got to be a little careful with how we present it, but I saw you.
For sure.
All-timer.
Jason, have you ever heard the full version of Jerry Jones talking about that?
I feel like I did at the time, but it's not.
All right, let's give
Don't
everyone.
Don't worry, we got you covered.
All right, we got it. All right, so here's the deal. Here's context. We'll be a little careful with what we say, but I'll say this. He's referencing, unfortunately, when the Cowboys used to be great, and they clearly were in some of his early days, obviously, once Jimmy Johnson got it on track, and they win the three titles. So he's trying to reference basically glory days. You know, when they were for them it
which
was
is a thing.
Sure. there's a song. Yeah, exactly.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, saying glory days, he keeps using I think two times the wrong phrase, which means something totally different.
It's quite the faux pas.
It really is. but the irony maybe was in vogue for them during those glory days. Hey, I'll just say that. All right, here's Jerry Jones. This was about 10 years ago, which, by the way, is ironic because they stunk then and they stink now. Here is, well, actually, 2014, they were good, but you get my point. They haven't done anything in 30 years, basically. Here's Jerry Jones a number of years ago using the wrong term.
What do you want to say to all these fans out here?
Sport, the rough times that you have with sport, everybody has it. Everybody, you can't really play unless you have some hard times. But it is the absolute glory hole to have that elusive win to be the champion.
Funny that isn't even the right version I was looking for, because there's one even better.
There's multiple versions.
Yes,
of that.
There's a whole.
So he's just throwing that term
thing
out there. If someone after that one, someone needed to be like, whoa, like red alert.
Well, Jason Garrett,
someone needs to get with the owner of this. Seriously, tell Jerry you can't say that.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
Is he a glass blower by chance? I don't know if you've seen that.
Now we're in your area of humor, Jason,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is right up my alley.
All right, 215-592-9494. But great job by Conklin. And make sure you see Joe. You can always book Joe at joeconklin.com for a private event.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.